Welcome to Living Truthfully. My name is Amani Maranga, and thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Wow, what a journey it has been. Going back in time with forensic scientist Dr. Oscar Githua, going back into my past and identifying the events that have shaped me today. Thank you for all the feedback you have given me. Please keep it coming on all social media platforms. My handle is at Amani Maranga on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I want to hear from you. It gives me so much joy, so don't hesitate to give me your thoughts. And then share this podcast with everyone who needs to hear it. In this last episode of this series, we go into resolving some of the things we have already discussed. So get comfortable, get that beverage, and plug in those headphones, and then join us as we heal the boy. I think what I've struggled with is how it's been so hard to pick myself up. So the marriage crumbled, and obviously I blamed myself.
Yes,
I watched my children feel the pain. I tried to explain, to them, and in the previous podcasts I talk about part of that process. And I make a couple of other mistakes in that process, and as I'm separated, and one of them is I just start making mistakes with my business. And so now at this point I have a thriving agency, communication agency that I'm running. I'm employing people, I'm servicing top-notch clients. We're making some money, you know. I'm driving a car that I like, you know. I'm in the space that I've always wanted to be. But then I start self-sabotaging. And, you know, within a couple of years, that business is gone. And my family is gone. At least the way I know it. I'm hanging on to this relationship with my children, and I think I've done fairly well. And I think my children have been what my brothers were then. My saving grace, you know. But then there's just this whole sense of loss and despair that has been an uphill task to get out of.
And I think that, of course, we'll need another space for sure, bro. But I'll tell you something, even as we wind down that whole setting the context for you. The despair, the pain, and the loss, even of your family and your business, was a familiar space for you. Because at 9 years old, you had already lost your power to be involved in a very important decision. In your teenagehood, you had lost the ability to meet this man who you had made Iron Man and you did not know. You had lost the ability to force your dad to be who you had made him to be. You lost the ability to continue with your career in your campus. You lost the ability to decide when you're going to settle down with someone and get married. You lost the ability of knowing who is going to affirm you. You had lost so many things, and you are depositing all that loss in that same pain bank. Amani, there is no question. As a matter of fact, the fact that you're standing and you're able to even speak is such a miraculous thing to me as a psychologist. Most people by now would be broken. And also, the question of suicidality would already probably have made it. And so I want to just affirm you, bro, that you've weathered some of the most difficult things anyone can even... You've lived like six different people, with six different terrible, terrible stories of despair, and you're still standing. What happens then is that your next step from here will have to be about addressing that loss. And when I talk about addressing the loss, I'm talking about it like grief and loss. Like you've dealt with a lot of grief in your life, loss of things, and that's where it has to start. You're mourning, you're still bereaved. You know, not loss of life.
No, it makes sense, because we discussed it in one of the podcasts that I think loss of a marriage and loss of even a business is a lot like a death. And so I guess the grieving process, and I started to understand that just the other day,
The
grieving process is the same.
Absolutely. It is. You see, the neurology and the biochemistry in our body does not tell apart the social or the situational happenings.
Mm.
It reacts the same way. We still have one body for all multiplicity of things that might happen in our lives. So it's the same nervous system that's going to be reacting. It's the same brain chemistry. It's the same emotions and all that. So even in terms of treatment, you're going to go through the same thing no matter who. If someone had lost a spouse or lost something and stuff, so it will have to be the same journey. And it, first of all, will have to begin with sensitivity from people around you, where people will understand that, yes, you are walking around as Iron Man now. And you have this.
And I am Iron Man. Don't be fooled. If you see me, please see the red suit.
It's true. And Amani is this larger than life personality who is really just shielding the 9-year-old boy. And for me, it's to say, how do we get that 9-year-old boy and give him help? How do we take him through his teenage normally? How do we take him to campus and take him to starting life? Of course, the fooling around with girls and being whatever is a normal growing thing. You know, you have girlfriends, you're trying this and that. And how do we take that 9-year-old Amani Maranga and turn him to the responsible man? And how do we take him back to his family, at least mentally and emotionally? And how do we see where, you know, how does he fit and where he is right now? What I'm talking about is what we call assimilating experiences and making them, you know, traumatic things as well as grief disconnect us from our reality. So you feel like you're always grasping at straws. The despair you're feeling is it's not integrated. So your job will be to integrate all those experiences, and it will take a bit of time. And the one thing I tell all my clients is that a tall tree usually has deep roots. Mm-hmm. And those deep roots, for you to get to them, you got to take some time.
Mm.
Today was just at the surface, the same context, you know.
You know, I was watching a documentary, Tony Robbins, crazy.
Yes.
I like him though.
Yes, me too.
But he says something, he said something that I want people to remember.
Yeah.
Heal a boy.
Yes.
You make a man.
That's right.
I think it resonated with me when he said it in the docu, but it's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're saying that that 9-year-old needs to be, need to start sorting that 9-year-old Amani.
That's right.
So
that today you can be, you don't have to be Superman to him. It's intense, man.
It's intense.
It is.
Let me ask you, Doc, maybe as we wind down as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of men like me, who I guess I hope that by listening to this conversation have drawn parallels for themselves.
Yeah.
And where they realize that the boy in them has some healing to do or some, you know, some things to revisit.
Yeah.
What do you tell a guy who's starting to figure that out? Like what's a compass direction you can give that guy?
Well, the first natural place for me is to ask all the other guys out there, you know, get a buddy that's a real buddy. And I'm not talking about a drinking buddy or a trip buddy.
Mm.
I'm talking about someone who's going to be okay with you being vulnerable and just start talking with each other.
Mm.
One of my intentions, Amani, is probably you can do this with you eventually.
Mm.
I want to bring men in this country together. And I want to bring men in Nairobi together.
Let's do it.
I want us to start having this conversation. I want to have, you know, like the way you have revival meetings for people who want to go to heaven.
Mm.
I want to have revival meetings for men, where we actually just meet men, have men come together. And I know it's been done in other forums, in other formats, but my format is a bit different because I know that everybody's story is so different. But I want men to start just talking with each other and trusting each other and not giving each other pressure. Because Amani, I'm sorry that even the business and all that kind of stuff, it's just pressure from society. Because who said we have to drive these big cars and have to live in certain parts of town? And what are the markers of our success, and who said we have to live up to it? We are neck deep or hair deep in loans, servicing nonsensical and frivolous things just to look like men. And we are not floating. And so when that girl from Roysambu comes and tells you, all I need is 5K, my brother, that is an out. Because the person you live with is asking for insurmountable amounts per month and is pressurizing your life, and you feel like you can't even make it. But because you've been told you have to be a man, you keep quiet. And you decide, you know what, I'm going to show you who is the man. But you're going to have this other person who really reads and is taking care of the boy. In fact, if you really want to go back to the characteristic of these women who will make us go somewhere else, it's not about them. It's like they're dealing with a boy. They're not dealing with the guy. It's like a boy. And so they're handling you with soft gloves and there's doing things that are childish and kiddish and more playful and stuff like that. They're really doing, they're hanging out with a boy, not with a man.
On that note, I still don't have 5K for the Roysambu chicks. And anger.
Neither do I.
Silitisha 5K for that. Bro. So maybe one other question.
Yeah.
Because now
we've
talked to the man. He knows that he needs to find male company that's non-judgmental.
Yeah.
And he needs to allow himself to be vulnerable in that space.
Yeah.
What do you tell the Chile who has his husband, has his boyfriend, is in this relationship and is listening to this and is like, okay, I've had this, I don't know what this means in how I deal with my husband or with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
What's a compass? Just again, a direction that you can give them, like a north.
Yeah. I think also for women, I think it's a tough one. Because even them, they've been socialized to have strong fathers and strong men around them.
And probably never saw their fathers be vulnerable.
Absolutely. Yeah. They never saw that. So the one thing I'll ask all the ladies out there, guys, who are in relationships, to give your guys space. And I'll give you advice. Don't tell them, let's talk, and then sit in the sitting room and tell me about the boy in you. No. Take a trip with a guy. Preferably pay for it. Don't ask him to pay for his own trip to go tell you about himself. Do something nice for him. Take him on a trip. Men seem to open up more when they're doing an activity.
Yes.
Rather than when they're just sitting down. In fact, you and I are very strange men, because we're sitting down and opening up and talking.
It's a podcast, man.
But it's a podcast, so we can't be like, you know, I mean, we could. Maybe the next time we could be on our way somewhere.
Golf course. We're on the road. Yeah, let's do a road trip. We can record one on a road trip.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
But for women, just realize that even as you are emotional and you have emotions, men also have the same. But while for you, you internalize and therefore you can cry and you can express it like that, men externalize and they become violent and they act out and they get girlfriends and they do those kind of things. The place it's coming from is similar. The expression is different just because they're different. So just give him a safe space to be in, to talk. And if he tells you he has that friend he's starting to talk to and open up to, don't start blowing up his phone 16 times, which chick is that you're with. Because maybe that's not what it is. But also I'm asking men, do not take advantage of that opportunity in a negative way. Take advantage of it in a real and genuine way. Find someone who you actually are talking to about the things that matter in your life. You know, because this is for posterity, man.
You know, you've said something so cool. And I'll add on to it. I'll give an idea.
Yeah.
I remember taking my family to NACS to show them where I lived in Kenlands and school, Freehold, you know.
Yes.
And I don't think they understood. And now I'm looking back and I'm thinking maybe that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
I was taking them back to that 9-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, that's I was taking them back to what shaped me. Eh?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder if what would happen if right now Chile's just took an interest
yes.
in what shaped you as a guy.
That's right.
You know, and said, okay, let's go back to your hood.
What's your real story?
What's your story?
What's your
let's,
real
let's
story?
Go back to your hood.
That's right.
What was that school you
exactly.
went to?
Exactly. Take me through a walk.
Yeah.
Through the walk of what made you of who you...
Like, why did you play ball?
That's right. And you know what happens then, Amani, what's incredible about that is that if I take someone to where I went to primary school, the stories of what happened in primary school come out spontaneously.
Yeah.
I don't have to start thinking about them and...
Exactly.
Making, you know, like right now, we've really used a lot of memory and a lot of like recall...
To create
what we've talked about. Yeah. But if you were there physically, if I took you back to where I lived, I can come up with amazing and fundamental things that I went through.
Wow. All right. We've talked to the men.
Yes.
Who we've told them what you know, that they need to find these male friendships.
Yeah.
We've talked to the women and we've said, you know, go ahead and get interested.
Mm.
Get interested in what the context that your man has come through.
That's right.
But you said something earlier that I agree with, but I feel like it would be unfair if we leave it hanging.
Mm-hmm.
And you said women cannot raise men.
Ah, yes.
Now, I agree with that.
Yes.
Because, you know, I think to raise a man, you have to have, like to call out manhood.
Yes.
You have to have manhood.
Of course.
To call out manhood.
Yeah. Mm.
And I'm not diminishing the role that
of course,
women play.
Not in raising, because, of course, every man... was born by a woman.
Exactly.
And they of course went through their hands and lived in their households and all that. I think what I was trying to say is that it is not the exclusive stay of women or that even if someone is a single mother, one of the things they can do if they have a boy is to identify a mentor for their young boys.
Mm.
A strong... When I say strong, I don't mean insensitive.
Mm.
I mean a strong, all-round person who understands that masculinity also means vulnerability.
Mm.
That masculinity also means protection and giving people a chance to listen. Masculinity is a bigger concept than just being androgynous.
Mm.
And that is what I meant.
Big words.
They're big words. Androgynous. Okay, let me break it down. That it's not just being manly.
Mm.
Those things that we call about, you know, not crying or whatever. Mm. That's not what being a man is.
Mm.
That being a man is really just about being sensitive and knowing that you have so much power that you don't have to misuse.
Mm.
And I think that there's no duality between men and women.
Mm.
And that's what life has made it look like. That the opposite of man is woman.
Mm.
Actually, that's not true in any way.
Mm.
There are many things that women have that men also have.
Mm.
There are many things that men have that women also have.
Mm.
And so therefore, by me saying that a woman cannot raise a man, I meant that it cannot be her alone.
Mm.
It has to be that she has exposed those boys who they're raising to other, you know,
men
who are actually of good character, who value things like integrity, kindness, being humane, and are also not afraid of being vulnerable about talking about their missteps and stuff. Because the problem is that if they raise a boy without that exposure, they'll imagine that men are, remember Iron Man?
It's true.
Yeah.
In fact, I want to probably suggest some things.
Yeah.
And I want to say, if you're a mother of a son,
yes,
then, you know, that relationship between his son and his father is very important.
It is.
And so if that relationship exists or it has the capacity to exist,
yes,
then you need to encourage it.
Absolutely.
It's the same for girls as well. I know there's what the man does to call out, you know, this feminine a part of this girl, and I've seen it with my daughter.
Yes.
But I want to say, for mothers of sons, first give that relationship with the dad a chance.
That's right.
Now, for single moms who this might not be
applicable
or possible, you've talked about having this, you know, mentor, this male figure that they can have around their sons.
Mm.
And I want to challenge the men as well.
Yes.
And say, if there's someone in your life who's a single mom and raising a son,
yes,
like, be that man that reaches out and starts to play that role.
Mm.
If you have a sister, a cousin, someone's raising a child themselves as a single mom,
yes.
you have the opportunity to be there and present that male perspective into that child's life. Do it. This is us redeeming the male.
Absolutely. That's it. I mean, and that is it. It's like, if we don't begin when these young men are boys, we'll have almost lost them when they're much older. And I'm not saying lost them really, because even right now we're trying to undo a lot of things, but it would just be less work. And also it would just be better for the society all around, because a man that's not nurtured properly is pretty toxic. Wow. A man that's not nurtured well will be toxic for sure.
Bro, I can't thank you enough for being on this podcast.
Thank you for allowing me, man. You know,
I can't thank you enough for my shrink session. It was a conversation.
Welcome. It was like
amongst friends. But thank you for just highlighting these things that you've done for me.
Yeah.
You must come back.
Oh yeah,
I suspect that there's going to be a lot of feedback
on
stuff that we've discussed that we might need to revisit.
Of course.
And so I'm going to ask that, you know, when the opportunity arises, that we do this again.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of convo that I need to respond to.
Yes, of course.
From the thing. First, thank you for the things that you've highlighted for me.
No, you're welcome.
And the stuff I need to just go think about and figure out how to... And maybe we'll have this conversation on how to, you know, pick up on this convert here.
Yeah.
But there's people that have shared things that I feel like maybe we could have an insight into them and how we can respond to them.
Yeah.
But let me ask now that we're here
and
I know people will want to talk to you.
Yeah.
How do we send them to you?
Mm. I'm in the middle of setting up the whole infrastructure of how people are going to be reaching me and all that. But in the interim, what they could do, they could actually send an email to consultdroscar at gmail.
So it's consultdroscar at gmail.com.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So send an email, consultdroscar at gmail.com.
Exactly.
And then he'll get back to you and he'll be able to set up
how. And even, and don't think I'm bringing in with my number either. It's just that I need to also, as part of the infrastructure, to get that issue I told you to get sorted out first. Yeah. And then we'll do the same thing.
Bro. Thank you so much.
Oh man,
no, I'm so grateful. When you start your podcast, I'm happy to be at episode 1, 2 to 10, and then 11 to 30. Like I'm available for you.
What will happen is that, you know, a lot of the material we've spoken about today will form a good bed,
and we can unpack it.
We can unpack it. Yeah.
I want to say that also. I like your vision for men.
Thank you.
And I think I share. In that conversation, I think the more we have spaces where men can be real, the better our society becomes and our families become.
Yes,
I've been fortunate to have a few of those spaces, and this is how I've been able to get to where I am today, where I can easily speak about who I am and the experiences that have shaped me. It's because I've had these conversations once or twice before, not with the same awareness that you've given me, but I'm not it's not hard for me to say these are the things I've done, these are the experiences I've gone through, and it's because of friends I can be vulnerable with. I share that. I'm affirming it, and I'm saying well done. I share that vision, and bro, I'm happy to do everything I can to make sure that we can bring men together. And
let's do it. I'm happy. And
So let's do it.
Thank you, my brother. This is an amazing platform.
All right. So, thank you for listening to this. God bless you, man.
God bless you, man.
Cheers.
Awesome.